You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Job if I didn't address the top text. How were the snack wraps, Dust Bug? Did they take you back to the finer days? They definitely paid homage to those early snack wrap days. The spicy one was spicy.
Yeah, okay. Really? Okay.
It was like I took the first bite. I was like, wow. Okay. Because apparently McDonald's is adding that sauce to all their breakfast sandwich
items. I saw that. The Egg McMuffin is going to be a spicy Egg McMuffin. Yeah. Is it too spicy, though? Because it looked good.
I don't know. I'm kind of a spice lord. Like, okay, I put Tabasco on everything, so I've ruined my palate.
Yeah.
As you remember from New Orleans, it was just always like, man, give me some more.
I like Cholula on breakfast items. I think that's a good hot sauce.
I almost feel like a hot sauce snob because I have, like, different foods that take different hot sauces.
Well, of course you do. Tabasco isn't great on everything, and neither is Cholula, for sure.
Cholula is great on, like, a breakfast burrito. You know, eggs, good. Whatever.
Yep. It's perfect for breakfast.
Oh, it's
man.
Great.
It's so good.
You get those breakfast taquitos from Quick Trip and get a bag of the little sack of Cholula.
Mm-hmm.
Get two of those, fill them up. But no, they were good. I mean, they were, you know, I don't know how many times I'll get them again. I just want to see if they taste like the old days. Because would you say like two of those fries and a drink was 1,400 calories?
You got to be kidding me on that one. Is that like a supersized fry? I mean, 1,400
calories. Out to America's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Snack Wraps.
Exactly, dude.
Whoa, watch out, gang.
Insane. Also, $11 for the combo is a little much, but that's a little a little expensive.
Two
for that.
Snack wraps, a fry, and a drink for $11?
I mean, out of bounds.
You can go like to a restaurant and get a meal for basically
exactly.
That. What's the lure now?
That's like the Martin City special. You get a salad and a pizza. Yeah. You get like an 8-inch pizza, Caesar salad's like $12.
Seriously, you can't be going like that for extra value meals at places. I know they are expensive, and you brought it up so we can talk about it here for a second, but I mean, that's
your fault.
I don't mean to sound like get off my lawn guy, but $11 for two snack wraps and a fry and a drink, I think is a bit much. Like that restaurant style is supposed to be fast and it's supposed to be cheaper than everywhere else, right? That's kind of what it was always built on.
Mm-hmm.
$11 for a value meal is going to have a lot of people running the opposite direction. At least that's what I think.
That makes me feel better. Thank
style.
You.
Yeah.
I thought I was just like, what? That's got to be crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. No, that is a lot. But they were good. Then, you know, you got your money's worth. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, like for instance, $11, you and Jen could split that meal.
Yeah.
You could go half and half on the fries, each get a wrap. And then you could split a tea or something like that. Yeah. Or if you didn't want the drink and she wanted the drink, then here you go. But then you're looking at, you know, $5.50 a person still for a wrap and half a fry.
Yeah, still a little bit much. Yeah, $5.50 a person. Is that the calories or is that the cost? Pretty much both.
It is both.
It is both. Yeah.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
They found out. They said, you wanted them back? All right, but it comes with a price.
Yeah.
Literally.
Fine, you win.
I will say they were good sized. Like, you only need one.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, you only need one.
Okay.
You could crush two if you're a growing boy.
Yeah, I was a growing boy. Yeah,
for sure.
But you only need one in fries. You don't need two in fries.
Yeah, that is true. One in fries will get it done for
yes,
you, right?
For sure.
And what are those, about 400, 500 calories a piece? Because Jack, we talked about it yesterday, Jack in the Box is advertising theirs as only 400 calories, like it's like less calories than somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody says, Dusty, you got to use the McDonald's app. The meal is a $6 meal in the app.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you something, Mac.
Damn.
So, Royals, Mets tonight. I'm excited.
I love this matchup for the Royals right now. The
they
Mets
got swept
stink.
Yesterday.
I watched a little bit of the second game yesterday, and that is a lifeless ball club right now coming into Kansas City. They got swept by the Pirates, I think, and then they lost two yesterday in one day to the Baltimore Orioles, who, you know, they fired their manager, so they gave up on life, mm-hmm. you know, when you do that. And then they went out there and they beat the Mets handily yesterday. And so I love the fact that they're coming into town right now. And, you know, they landed, I think, about 11 o'clock or so last night. You know, the Royals were already home and doing their thing after Diamonds and Dreams and got mm-hmm. in bed and were rested and ready to go. I think the Mets are going to mail this thing in, and the Royals have a great opportunity here to win some games and to win some games against a really good baseball team that is the Mets. But again, I think the Mets are one of those teams that they're either going to sink or they're going to swim. And right now they're kind of treading water, and the Royals have an opportunity tonight to really stick it to them. And I think if they stick it to them tonight, I don't think the Mets show up for the rest of the series because you've got the All-Star break looming. So this is a big, in my opinion, three-game series for the Royals. Go out there and knock the Mets around early and don't make them come back up for air. Because yesterday, watching some of those series, some of those games in Baltimore, they're a lifeless ball club right now.
The Mets do throw out their, I think it's their ace tonight, Senga.
Yep.
7-3 with a 1.47 ERA. The Royals take Michael Wacha to the hill tonight. And then tomorrow's game is on, I believe, Fox. Mm-hmm. Fox 4 locally here in Kansas City, and it's at 3 o'clock. So it's an afternoon game, but it shouldn't be too hot out there as we saw the weather.
Yeah.
And Lorenzen will pitch in that game. And then Sunday is the classic 1-10 start. No starters have been announced for that game yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
You're doing all right. It's the allergies, right? They're kicking my ass, too. Like, this has been a really bad week.
It's bad.
And I don't even know what it is this week, but the Navage has been in full effect this week.
Bet.
The suit. I'm back on the Sudafed. I thought I kicked that habit.
Back on the Fed?
Yeah, I am. I'm back on the Fed, bro. Like, I mean, it's time to get rid of this stuff in the air. I'm glad. Right. I always wonder if it's like, all right, is there something wrong with me?
No.
And then you got this going on. Jen's got a headache. Max and they're doing whatever. And so I feel like, okay, this is a normal thing to be going on, but like it's like the whole day, like just constant, man. It's awful.
But no, Mets and Royals again. 10 years ago was the anniversary. Be watching on the Fan 965 Instagram. We'll have another video out of me being a total dumbass at the K. But some
men's wieners,
yeah, some hilarious content on there because we asked people what they remember most from 10 years ago. Maybe we can ask you that. 913-586-7965. What was your biggest memory from 10 years ago in that World Series? So, but no, the most important part I want to see is what everybody kind of always reminds me of, which it kind of grounds me when it comes to, you know, following these Royals throughout the year, because most of the people were pleased and happy with the sweep against the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Good. They're bad. Beat them. You're at home.
Had you not swept them, we'd be having a serious conversation.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, because we went into this series on Monday talking about it, this week's series, this home series of six games, and we said 4-2, which means now, and Vern will talk about this, I guarantee you on his on-deck show tonight, now you kind of are a little greedy, right? Now you're like, well, 4-2 would kind of suck. That means you won 1-3 against the Mets. Maybe go 5-1. And we got to see this team kind of come back to life, right? Like putting sweat in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
putting all this work into this team and putting into this season. Vinny's hitting, Bobby's hitting, Sal's hitting, Cags is hitting. Everybody's kind of found their groove. Was it just a bad team? And now you play the Mets, who, again, are a good team, but they're down bad
now. Right. They're a schizophrenic team, though, man. Like, there's no coming back up for the Mets.
And there's a lot of drama on that team.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Soto's been the
I mean, his comments are the baggiest comments that I've ever seen an athlete make about the All-Star game.
Yeah, right. Like,
and that shows you the Mets in a nutshell right there. If the going gets tough, is Juan Soto pulling on that rope? Does he care? I don't think he does.
And it's, you know, you make a lot of money, and when you say dumb stuff, people are going to attack you. Like, well, it's a lot harder not hitting behind Aaron Judge anymore or hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Well, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a
top three hitter in the world.
Right.
so, you know, they come into Kansas City.
The Royals had an off day yesterday. They played a doubleheader. There's a lot of advantages that you wouldn't think you have. And if you can take some of that fire and desire that you had in that Pittsburgh series and just don't worry about what the name is on the front of the jersey and continue that sort of baseball play, you take two out of three from the Mets and you go 5-1 in this home series and you're one game under 500 heading to the All-Star break. We're pretty juiced up for that week that's a little light because there's not much going on. And we've already seen there's been moves made between, I believe it was Tampa and Baltimore.
Baltimore traded somebody yesterday.
And now John Heyman saying that the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Guardians are going to be the biggest sellers on
Cleveland.
The market. Could be one of the bigger sellers because Cleveland's falling apart.
I thought you said Pittsburgh earlier.
No, it was Baltimore and it was another team, not Cleveland. But I saw Cleveland yesterday from
Cleveland
Heyman
too. Okay.
Because Cleveland's falling apart.
Yeah.
Like they missed their window. Right. And now all of a sudden you look at the standings, right? You're wild card standings is what that matters because Detroit, Houston, and Toronto are all leading their divisions. The Yankees are the top wild card team, followed by the Rays, followed by the Red Sox, who have won 10 out of their last 12.
Did you see the way the Yankees won yesterday, by the way?
Walk-off judge.
They were no hit through 8 innings and won a game, 6-5.
That's
they
right.
were no hit
wow.
through 8, and they won the game 6-5.
That's incredible.
That's insane. Insane. And it went to extras. They had to win it in the 10th.
Damn.
But still.
Shows you why bullpens are valuable. But yeah, the Yankees, Rays, and Red Sox are your three wildcard teams. So the entire AL East is in.
Yeah,
because Toronto, Yankees, Rays, Red Sox. And then your next
That's nuts.
Yeah, your next two wildcard teams are Seattle and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You are 3.5 games out. So we always talk about earlier. That's why I said the Pittsburgh series and that sweep is huge. It didn't matter if it was Pittsburgh, because you're not technically playing Pittsburgh, if you feel me here. You're got to jump all these teams above you. And Monday, there were like 4 or 5 teams above the Royals. Now there's one. So you got to surpass Seattle, who you're 2.5 games behind. And then you got to get above that line that gets you in the final three. But the season is very much still at go. The wheels are definitely starting to turn again. You got your oil change. You got new tires. You got everything tuned up. And now you're getting ready to go into this series and take a lot more momentum than just a sweep from Pittsburgh into the All-Star
game. Yeah, and it's vital. And the reason it's vital, and I'm starting to kind of feel it a little bit now in my gut when we talk about it. After this weekend, we've got 63-64 games left to go in the season. We're at the 97-game mark, when we hit the All-Star break. And so you play 162. You can do the math, 65 games to go when they get back. So now these series are magnified. It's not like it's May, right? And it's not like it's early June where you say, okay, no big deal. We've got time. Time is now starting to run out on the baseball season. And so all of this becomes magnified. And when you don't take advantage of an opportunity that they have against a Mets team that is down bad right now, keep a losing team losing, as we like to say. The Mets right now are a losing team. We need to keep them losing. Not who you play. It's when you play them. It's the perfect time to play the Mets. Go out there and take care of that business. So when you come back, you're in a good position for the final 65 games where you can go out there and make a run for it. You can't now, at this point in time where you are in the standings, you can't waste series anymore.
It's funny that you bring up the time of where the season's at, because after the All-Star break, you know what Tuesday is? Training camp.
Yeah.
Day one. So the Chiefs are starting to throw some footballs around and, the mouse, a.k.a. Xavier Worthy's out there running deep ball routes and everybody's starting to get in that football swing. You take 2 out of 3 from the Mets, go 5-1 on this final homestand. You've got pretty much, I would assume, 90% of support with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Being one game below 500, maybe at that point going into the All-Star break, you're 2 games out. Maybe you gain a game and a half, depending on what Seattle does this weekend.
Who do they have?
I can look. And hopefully, if that's the case, you get maybe you're 2 games out of the wild card, right? Maybe you're there. Who knows? And if you are, then all of a sudden, there's a lot of belief in this city. They get Detroit.
They get Detroit.
Yeah,
Detroit. That's great.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's Scooble tonight.
Yeah, so
Woo!
Seattle's losing tonight. So you have an opportunity now to gain some ground. But you've got to stick it to the Mets early. Seriously, the Mets are like the Raiders used to be back in the day or the Cincinnati Bengals are at this point in time. You stick it to them early, they're going to go away. They're going to dissipate like the weather, right? And that's the sign of a ball club that's not in the right mindset right now. And the Mets clearly are not in the right mindset at all right now. So don't F it up, man. Go out there, kick them in the nuts early, build an early lead, and they're going to quit on you because they're front runners. The Mets are the greatest front runners in sports. And when it goes bad, man, it's going to go really bad, and it's going bad for the Mets right now. Keep it going bad for them.
I hope the Mets look at the opposite way the Royals look at the Mets. I hope the Mets come in here thinking, it's the Royals.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
And I hope the Royals don't look at the Mets and say, it's the Mets. Hopefully the Royals look at the Mets and say, it's the Mets. We got this. We can lean on Waka tonight. We can gain some standing ground. We can do this. We can go in 2 out of 3 against them and go into this final homestand 5-1.
Yeah.
One game under 500. That's the goal to me. Because 4-2 was the goal going into this home series. Now I want more.
Now you want more because they've given you more. You got to have more,
and
right?
So I'll take that. And so now you're on house money. So go continue to cash in at the hot poker table. Mac, why don't we get into one word, Mr. Love Island?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
We'll start there. One word on this Royals-Mets series.
Huge.
Wow. Okay. Important. Because there's a lot on the line with this series, right?
If you get swept by the Mets, city's done. Right?
I hope not. I don't want to think about that, but I think I'd have to agree.
Yeah. Like, that's why I say it's huge. If they get swept by the Mets, people are done.
Like you said, training camp starts.
Well, and you have a week off.
And you have a week off.
And you're
off.
It's like there's no baseball. And then it's like it gets forgotten.
Yep. Out of sight, out of mind.
And, no, I think it's important because there is a lot of people out there, or there are a lot of people out there, that will look at that series against Pittsburgh and be like, cool. They had to walk them off. They did a home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. They had to hit 9 home runs for once. Okay, cool.
But I like the way you said it earlier, Dusty. You said you're not playing Pittsburgh. You're playing the team that's there. You got to win games. It doesn't matter who it's against at this point in time.
Because you got to jump people in the standings.
Yeah.
And if you can take advantage of a team that is wounded and light on sleep and low on travel, tonight they have their best starter and they have their worst possible situation. They're coming off a doubleheader loss, coming on a late flight, landing at 11, playing a game at 7:10 tonight, which means Josh Verner's On Deck show starts at 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. So, I mean, look, there's take advantage of it, man. It's not your fault they had to play a doubleheader. It's not your fault you had an off day yesterday and got to hang out and relax and have a good night and then wake up this morning feeling refreshed and got the juices flowing because you just whipped the absolute piss out of the Pirates. But again, it's so hot and cold with, you know, the attention that this team gets because, like you said, they get swept by the Mets. They'll be like, yep, see, told you, Pittsburgh was a fluke. I hope that's not the case, but this is an important series because of the
timing,
because of the standings, and because of the team.
Yep. The Mets got in about 11 o'clock last night. The Royals were already tucked in their beds, sleeping the night away by the time the Mets got unwound and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was early this morning, like when we were getting up, you know? And so that's an advantage. It really is. The Mets played a doubleheader yesterday in humid, nasty Baltimore, then had a fly here, landed at 11:03, gets to their hotel about midnight. This is a great opportunity. The Royals have a huge advantage here tonight.
No excuse. On a lighter note with the Royals, Vinny P explained sweat in the bathtub.
It's just, you know, working really hard. It's just, you're just trying to fill the bathtub full of sweat. You're just working really hard. It's how we try to approach our at-bats.
Hey, we need you at the kiddos.
All right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, just trying to have really good at-bats and work really hard all the time. So that's all it is just grind. Go up there and grind it out.
I love how he's so witty and doesn't miss. Like that guy in the background is like, all right, we need all the kiddos.
Okay.
All right. Here we are.
It's so good.
Very good. Had a long conversation with some folks about the sweat in the bathwater last night. I don't know if I can share a lot of what I was told. I'd like to. But it's awesome. I'll just leave it at that. The whole thing is great. And there's a plan with all of this. And I hope this does catch on for the city because this is the Royals trying to get everybody to catch on to something like 1738. Mm-hmm. This is what this is about. They love the support they're getting. They're looking for more ways to get that support and love from the city. They're trying to do fun things. Guys, embrace this. Embrace the sweat in the bathtub. And I was telling somebody last night, I said, you know, Jake, who came over from Aspen the other day, is like, yeah, we just got to put sweat in the bathtub as he's doing the lawn. I'm like, yes,
let's go.
It's starting to take off. And, you know, so there may be some shirts in the future that these guys make and try to, you know, distribute, but they're trying to get some fun catching on out there at Kauffman Stadium.
Good.
As they should. As they should. Informative. I think it could catch on. I mean, you clearly saw the video of Cags trying to explain it and then just, you know, blew his cover like within 10 seconds.
That's the thing. That was a bad person to do it with, man. He couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, but it also kind of gives him some, like, more popularity as if he needs that.
Yeah.
Like, he was the star of the show last night, in my opinion. And everybody knew when he got there, he was the, I think he was the first guy there. And then, you know, he gets on the field and everybody knew where he was sitting. Everybody knew what he was wearing. Everybody, that's him. That's it. Now, it's also, he's a giant of a man. He's 6'5" and 250 pounds. He's 22. But yeah, it's great to see that they have that sort of, you know, chemistry building, that they're having fun, that they're enjoying what they're doing, and winning brings enjoyment and it can bring more chemistry to that locker room. And like I said the other day, Cags was down, man. Like, he wasn't having fun. The whole locker room's having fun, playing Return of the Mac, having a good little time. Not him. He starts participating, starts showing up, but he's giving it like some juice into that lineup. And then everybody's having fun, and now they're just trying to put sweat into the bathtub. So, informative.
At sports, man, don't take yourself too seriously. Glad they're having some fun. Livvy Dunn, we talked about her this week trying to trying to purchase Babe Ruth's old apartment. She was turned down. She was rejected, probably the first and only time that's ever happened. Well, more has come out. New York Post says Livvy Dunn called.
More has come out. I love the way that you just phrased that. Like, this is some big scandal that we've been...
story.
More on the Livvy Dunn situation coming up at 11. So go.
Livvy Dunn called too sparkly for this neighborhood as locals question why co-op blocked her from buying the Babe Ruth pad. Too sparkly, one word there.
Family neighborhood, they said. Lame.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, stupid.
Apparently, pompous. They reject celebrities in this building all the time, what somebody said. Yeah.
If I can take their side, I don't know if Livvy Dunn wants to live there, because when she did her complaint video, she said she tried to make her first real estate property, as if she was going to rent it out or maybe, you know, try to make it a place. Well, you know how Airbnbs work, right? You've got to get everybody's agreement that you can have that place in your area, your street, be an Airbnb, because there's constant different traffic. You don't know who's in, who's out. You don't know these people. So I get why they say it. They clearly know who she is. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to be like, that, she's got to be famous, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And you look it up, you're like, what's your Livvy Dunn? Oh, yeah. That's that gymnast from LSU that's dating Paul Skeens.
Right.
They don't want the fame and everything that comes with it. It's probably been quiet. But also, it's ironic that Babe Ruth lived there and they're hanging on the ghost of Babe Ruth, who's probably one of the most famous people still in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Get bent.
Yeah. You know, like, you make a great point for them, but on the other hand, it's like, you know.
It's like eventually time evolves, man. Yeah. Like, maybe it's, you should like that these young people are trying to get involved in this area here. Like you said, Jersey girl doesn't want to live in Pittsburgh, probably wants to live in New York because her boyfriend, soon to be husband, will be pitching in pinstripes eventually. Boy, that mustache is going to look good in pinstripes.
No, it is. Yeah. Yes, it really is.
Don Mattingly just going to rip his off and go, here you go, kid. You made it. So yeah, I don't know. Get bad people.
Yeah, it's
lame. That's all I say. Live,
but I mean, they're interviewing these people. Like the New York Post is brilliant because they're going and they're talking to these people, and they say she's too sparkly. They don't want all the Instagram stuff going on out there. It's like, okay,
yeah,
fine. Somebody will take Livvy Dunn, I'm sure.
A guy named Curtis Jones in Rochester walking out saw a mountain lion. Here's what he had to say about it.
Did you bleep this, by the way?
I don't think any of it did. Oh, did it need to be bleeped?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, then never mind. We'll listen to Curtis Jones later on today.
Yeah.
One word on the NBA NBC coverage team. They announced their play-by-play color and sideline reporters, as NBC will be getting NBA back for the first time in a long time. Play-by-play guys, Ian Eagle, Kevin Harlan, Michael...
No, this is Amazon.
Or Amazon Prime, yes. On its NBA broadcast roster. Kevin Harlan, Michael Grady, and Eric Collins. Analyst Stan Van Gundy, Brent Barry, and Del Curry. And then some sideline reporters who I haven't heard of, to be honest.
I've heard of Christina Pink. The other
Christina
ones
Pink?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm.
Christina Pink was on Fox, I think, for a little bit.
Mr. Pink was in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Great play-by-play combination with Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan. You knew the—I mean, that's top notch. I don't know who the other two guys. Never heard of Michael Grady or Eric Collins.
Never heard of him.
Analyst Stan Van Gundy, great,
awesome.
I don't know about Brent Barry. I don't know if he's going to be any good or not. And Del Curry. I mean, people are saying they hired him to get Steph Curry, you know, on board at Amazon. I don't know that Steph Curry would be a good analyst.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Steve Kerr was great. I don't know.
Like, but what kind of personality does Steph Curry really have?
It's really fun.
Is he?
Yeah. It's really fun, easygoing, from what we've seen.
Yeah. I mean...
personable?
I think he'd probably be better if he just... Reservoir Dogs. Sorry, not Pulp Fiction. But yeah, I think it's... I don't know. I don't know anything about Del Curry, but Steph doesn't really give me that, like, sort of, like, Reggie Miller vibe, which I think is what they would hope that he would be. Steph's more calm, laid-back talker. But again, I don't know it. I think Tom Brady's going
to
be better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Than he was last year, and we were like, can Tom Brady do it?
And it can't be any worse. You get better. You know, you do something for a while, you get better at it. But, I mean, honest to God, the only thing that really excites me are Ian, Kevin, and Van Gundy. The rest of the roster, I'm just like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, Brent Berry, I mean, has he done this before?
I don't know.
I don't know if Brent Berry's done this before. But, yeah, I don't know anything about him other than that he's Rick Barry's son and he won a couple chips with San Antonio. I don't know what he is as a guy. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.